But there are many families who are finding it incredibly difficult because they may have stretched themselves, overstretched during the Christmas and New Year period when it comes to the old pound in the pocket. And free help is being offered for people who are worried about post-festive debt. The local charity Housing Rights is urging people who are worried about paying the mortgage or the rent following Christmas to actually contact them for what is free advice. And the advice service manager is Ursula Toner. Ursula, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
And your advice will specifically be about paying the bills when it comes to the mortgage or indeed the rent.
Absolutely. We obviously are very busy at the moment, and our concern in Northern Ireland is the level of debt that people are experiencing. And of course, our key message is that your mortgage, your rent, your rates payment, they're your priority debts, and they are the things that will safeguard your home. So it's about looking at your finances, getting clarity as to who you owe what, and prioritising your repayments.
Some people, of course, didn't think about it before they reached for the credit card or for the big spend 5 or 6 weeks ago. Is that reckless or is it understandable?
We wouldn't call it reckless at all. I think very few people now don't have credit cards, and I think finances are extremely difficult for people, and I'd say we're all juggling our finances. But it's really about trying to inform people that there can be better ways of managing money. And I think one of the biggest issues can be fear, or people think they're just too indebted. And I think there was recent research that said sometimes people can wait over a year when they know they're in difficulties to actually seek advice. We would say there's simple things that could be done in terms of juggling and looking at your debt repayments, really. So one of the key tips we would give people is obviously prioritise your debts. You don't want to pay credit cards and skip a mortgage payment or a rent payment because you're putting your home at risk. But in terms of credit cards, it's not uncommon for people to have several credit cards, and quite worryingly, again, it's getting more common for people in Northern Ireland to even be paying shopping, their weekly shopping, on credit cards because they really are just stuck financially. So it's about trying to find maybe a 0% balance transfer credit card. It can be liaising with your credit card and looking at, can you come into a repayment plan? But I suppose from Housing Rights perspective, we look at all that with our clients, but it's really about the earlier you seek help, the better.
So you can help someone who's really got a credit card issue. They have paid their mortgage. They will actually scrape together the rent, but it's difficult for them. You listen to their plight as well.
What we'll do, Frank, is our priority is obviously housing debt. So if somebody calls us and they're not actually in mortgage or rent arrears, we will still advise them because often they could be at risk of going into arrears. And you really want to avoid getting into arrears with your priority debts, for example, with your lender. So absolutely, we will give advice. But the majority of our clients, sadly, will come to us with a mortgage or rent arrear. And one key thing I want to say for people who are experiencing mortgage or rent arrears would be, please try and engage as early as possible, because a lot of our clients will come to us with maybe several thousand pounds of mortgage arrears. And quite a lot of that arrear is actually fees and charges. The actual missed mortgage payments may not be that significant. The minute you enter into a repayment plan with a lender, all those charges stop. So you really are limiting the amount of debt by seeking help and advice. And again, it's about getting that free specialist advice.
Can you get some of those charges undone, or is that fait accompli?
No, we can. We can where we feel they're excessive or have been unfair. And we've done that in quite a number of cases. And again, the minute we can agree a repayment plan or a suspended order is put in via representation by us at court, all those charges stop. The longer you ignore a problem, a lot of your debt will escalate because of charges and interest rates, and that can be a real concern. So I really want to say to people that everybody's struggling. It's please don't feel you're alone in this debt. We get calls every day from working families, and it's very difficult in Northern Ireland in terms of cost of living, and people experience job losses, redundancy, ill health. Please don't feel it's reckless in any way. Pick up the phone. We are free. We are specialists, and we are being funded to help people. That's what we want to do. And in terms of court, the courts in Northern Ireland are extremely fair, and we offer free specialist representation. The courts give people time to repay their mortgage arrears. They're extremely reasonable. And sometimes our arrears repayment can be as little as £20 to £30 a month on top of their mortgage payment. So it really is worth reaching out and trying to get that help.
It is worth emphasising, you touched on it there, you can have what I think the Prime Minister calls the just about managings, the jams.
Absolutely.
People who are hard working, who even though they're filling the day with work and commitment, they still can't meet the demands that are being put on them when it comes to bills that maybe they've signed up to, and when they were in a healthier financial state, and they still have to meet the requirements of it. There but for the grace of God go any of us.
That's exactly it. And as just to re-stress, the number of our clients who are in work and families, and it's a terrible pressure and a terrible stress, and very few of us haven't experienced it. And I think that's a key point to know, that, you know, this is not a stigma issue, and this is not, you know, people who don't really manage their money. Everybody is struggling in terms of juggling commitments they have, and it's really about simple steps can maybe make a massive difference and can stop something that doesn't need to escalate. We want to help people stop incurring more unnecessary debt, but at the same time, for those who really are struggling and are at that difficult stage of maybe facing possession action, there is absolutely a number of options at court. Please reach out to us and give us a call. We are round in the courts every day in the High Court in Northern Ireland to offer free specialist advice. And people will be surprised often how reasonable the agreements that we will put forward are, and how sustainable they can be.
Okay, just two final quick points, Ursula. How are you funded?
We are funded by the Department for Communities, and they fund us to provide the Mortgage Debt Advice Service, which is a specialist service to help homeowners. And they also have recently funded us for a pilot for early intervention work for homeowners. And secondly, we receive funding from the Department of Justice. And that funding enables us to be round a court every morning, round in the High Court, to pick up unrepresented homeowners who need our specialist representation in court. And secondly, we also can represent tenants in county court, because your social housing is your home. Your rent arrears are critical. You want to sustain that home, especially with welfare reform around the corner. So again, we offer that specialist advice and representation.
And the final question, apart from people sort of crossing your path on the marbled hallways of the court,
yes,
how do they contact you?
They simply need to pick up the phone, and our number is 028 90 245 640. We also have a website, housingadviceni.org.uk. And on that website, they will find information about if you're struggling with arrears, and there's information about, you can email us for advice or assistance as well. But certainly we get a lot of referrals from the judges of court, who will send people who maybe don't have representation around to us. But probably the quickest and easiest way is to pick up the phone. And again, I'll give the number again. It's 90 02890 245 640.
Okay, Ursula, thanks for the information. Thank you.